part two, Vibing in the Ritz Car Podcast, where I talk about the NFL draft even more than I already have. We are back. It's a couple days later, but I'm still just as interested in talking about the draft as I was then. And I'm very bored on the way home from work, as usual. And so, I want to talk about it. I have milk, so if I take drinks and breaks, it's because I'm drinking milk like right now. Good stuff. So I think last time where we left off, I was talking about Jameson Williams. First 12 picks, I believe, of the draft. I discussed. Let's get to the Eagles. 13th overall. They go defensive tackle, nose tackle, Jordan Davis. Run stuffer, already super good at that. Lacks effort, play to play. I don't care. I do not care. He's insane. He's incredible, and he has upside pass rushing that we've never seen from a nose tackle. That's just a fact. He has upside that we've never seen from a nose tackle. Just look at his 40-yard dash. Just look at his broad. Like, these things are immeasurable. We don't have measurables to define how Jordan Davis is. He is that good. Already, you're going to get a great run stopper. For sure. No matter what, you're going to be getting a good run stopper. But you're also going to be getting an elite pass rusher, possibly. And he needs to get more stamina. I don't like taking somebody with the 12th pick that might only play 20% of the downs. But I think he'll play more than that in the NFL. I think partially the reason he didn't do it at Georgia is because they didn't need him to. They have Jalen Carter, Devontae Wyatt, just so many maulers. That they didn't need Jordan Davis to play 50% of the snaps. And he didn't. He played like 8. So, there's that. They took N'Kobe Dean, so it's pretty awesome. That's a pretty awesome pick. Getting him is just, that's great. I don't even think the, I know people are like, what are the injuries though? He never missed a game in college. Never once, not once did he miss a game. He played every single game of his college career and was literally elite from the jump. He's going to be a great NFL player. It's a steal, I believe, at 72, something like that. Who else did the Eagles take? Let's go deep in my brain. I don't fully remember all these picks, obviously, but I know for a fact they took both of them, and those are both really good picks, and that's all I can come up with right now. I can't really think of anything else they did. I know they did another good thing. There's one other thing that I know that they did well, but I don't remember exactly what it was, so. Oh! I remember they acquired A.J. Brown by a trade. That's what they did. That was pretty good. That was a nice move. Giving up nothing for A.J. Brown was pretty solid. I think A.J. Brown is going to be the best player on that offense right away. And him and Devontae Smith for the next 10 years, that's unfair. It's unfair, really, is what it is. The downside, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. So, That's a downside. Carson Strong, you signed him out of undrafted free agency. How good will he be? There's a lot of question marks, injury concerns that are warranted. Friend of the show, Carson Strong. Friend of the show. Next up, the Eagles, by the way, just good draft. Good draft for my opinion. We already talked about the Ravens last time in the last episode because I was talking about my favorite drafts. They were up there. And then you get the Texans taking Kenyon Green. We talked about them. Let's go to Washington. They take Jahan Dotson at 16. I don't like Jahan Dotson that much. He can make insane catches. He has a really big catch radius for a guy his size, and his hands are huge. On the other hand, he can't create separation much. There are some games where he'll go off for 270 yards, and next game he'll get like one catch. And that happened like every week in college. And it just got annoying at a point because I know the talent's there. He could be a very good NFL player. But there's just some stuff that I just don't love with Jahan Dotson. Will he be good? I'm sure he'll be good. But will he be elite? Because I think when you take a receiver, even nowadays, when you take a receiver in the top 16, that needs to be an elite player. That can't just be... what's his name? Corey... Corey Davis. Corey Davis, they can't just be Corey Davis. They can't just be a solid, middling pro. It has to be an elite player when you take him in the top 16. They did that. They took him there. They take Fedarian Mathis. Love it. Great pick. Great defensive tackle. They keep stacking up on Bama defensive linemen. And I don't blame them at all. They're good. They're good. So, likely we'll trade Daron Payne. Lions, get on that. Get on that right now. Get on the phone. Get on the phone and talk to Washington about Daron Payne. And then you got the creme of the crop of this draft. It's not really a great draft. It's not a bad draft. It's just kind of there. Oh, Brian Robinson. They drafted Brian Robinson. How good is Brian Robinson? I don't know. I don't know. My thing, though, you get Sam Howell, who I like Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz is overhated. But there are some times where you're like, what was that, dude? That was so bad. And I think if that happens to begin the year for him, if he has multiple of those kind of plays, he's on a short leash with the fans already. He's on a short leash. Sam Howell's your backup. You're on a short leash. Sam Howell can be very good. I know people's comparison is to Baker Mayfield. He's better than Baker Mayfield. He just is in every way. He's better than Baker Mayfield. I think Sam Howell can be very good. He was my quarterback two in the draft, and they get him all the way at like the fifth round. So that's good for them. I love Sam Howell. I think he's going to be a very good pro. Maybe not with Washington, depending on how Carson Wentz does, but at least whenever he gets a chance, like one day down the road, I think he's going to be very good. Any other things that stick out to me with Washington? I can't remember. If I can't remember your pick, it's nothing against you. It's just against me for having a bad memory. That's all there is to it. The Chargers took Zion Johnson in the first round. I like Zion Johnson. I think it's a solid pick. I think it's a solid pick. He's going to be good. High floor, medium-sized ceiling. He could be a freak. It's possible. It's possible. He did struggle the Senior Bowl a bit, but don't take it all into account. He's going to be good. And his stock rose past the Senior Bowl, even though he didn't do great. So there's that. You get round two. I don't remember. They signed Bryce Callahan. That was pretty good, but that's not a draft pick. And of course, they traded for Khalil Mack. And that was a funny tweet. They like tweeted something about like pick or fifth round pick. Blah blah blah. No, second round pick. Like pick 70 something or like 60. I don't know. They tweeted Khalil Mack is our pick with the pick number like 60 something, which was funny. I like that. And you're getting a best. You're getting a great player in Khalil Mack. So really, it doesn't matter if you didn't pick anybody. I know there's one more pick that I loved for the Chargers, but I can't remember. I think they took a running back. Yeah, they did. They took Isaiah Spiller. I'm 98% sure. I like Isaiah Spiller. I like Isaiah Spiller. He did not do well at the combine, but he's just a high floor player. He's just going to be a solid running back. Will he be a super duper star? Doubt it, but he's going to be a backup to Austin Eckler. He doesn't have to do a ton. So I like the pick. I do like the pick. And I'm sure there's more that they did. But I think the draft was more overshadowed by their offseason, which was really good, getting Sebastian Joseph Day. Like I said, they signed Bryce Callahan. They traded for Khalil Mack. I like their offseason a lot. I mean, they signed J.C. Jackson, too. Forgot about that. But, yeah, really good offseason. The draft was solid. I'm sure I'm forgetting something that I really liked, but coming to mind immediately was the Isaiah Spiller pick, which I like. I like that pick. I think it's good. And, of course, Zion Johnson, he's going to be a stud. Chargers, okay. Oh, we talked about Chargers. Titans. Let's discuss, shall we? You traded A.J. Brown for nothing that I can remember. I cannot remember I can't remember anything about that trade except that the Eagles get A.J. Brown. And I'm not like the biggest A.J. Brown fan, but he's objectively a great player. Is he inconsistent? Yeah. Will he probably not produce as well as he did? Probably, with Jalen Hurts quarterback. But you still traded him for nothing. You didn't want to sign him. Why? Don't know. Don't know why you didn't sign him. He didn't want that much money. It was like, that's not even a ton of money for that caliber of receiver at that young of an age. I really don't think that. So yeah, they got a big steal, did the Eagles. But you draft Traylon Burks. I'm fine with it. I like Traylon Burks, but he kind of comes off to me as just a worse version of A.J. Brown that you're still going to have to pay eventually. So really, what are you doing? Nothing really. Nothing really. You draft Hassan Haskins. I like Hassan Haskins. Dude showed up against Ohio State this season. I think he was probably one of the best players for Michigan against Ohio State this season. But that's not the cream of the crop. I think they drafted this person. I think they drafted that person. There's one more person I know they drafted that I really liked. It's like it's corner safety, something like that. I like the pick, but I don't remember who it was. I can tell you one thing, though. For sure. Malik Willis
in the third round.
Sorry, I yawn. Malik Willis in the third round is excellent value, even if he's a bust. Because the thing is, he can't be a bust. Not a chance. There's no stigma on that. If he's not good, you drafted him in the third round, fans are going to call him bust if he does bad. But objectively, if you're drafted that late and you don't turn out any good, you're not a bust. You're an NFL player that had a regular 98% of people NFL career. So there's that. I think it's a great pick. Such high upside. And there's no issue.
No.
No nothing on that. He's going to be a good player. That's all there is to it. He's going to be good, probably. And if he's not, who cares? Nobody. Nobody cares if he's not good because you paid nothing to get him. You paid absolutely nothing to get him. And Ryan Tannehill sweating his butt off. Let me say this, though. Ryan Tannehill is right. It is not his job to mentor a quarterback. That's not how the NFL works. That is not how it works. To those who are sad that he said, or mad that he said that, get a life. Get a life on that. Get a life. Let's go to Pittsburgh, because we already talked about the Saints draft. Pittsburgh, I can name more than a couple picks in this one. George Pickens, Kenny Pickett. You get the one backup quarterback in the seventh.
There's more than that. Once again, I don't remember every pick.
My favorite picture of all time is George Pickens watching himself get drafted. It's my favorite picture that's ever been posted anywhere. It's the funniest picture. He's going to be, if he stays out of controversy, very good. He's going to be very good. Sometimes he has problem creating separation. And I think he could lack that in the NFL. I think there's a 98% chance he flames out due to off-field stuff. Or on-field stuff, even. The stuff he does on the field is inexcusable most of the time. The stuff he does off the field, we know. There are videos of him doing stuff. Inexcusable. Can the Steelers coach that up? I don't think so. I've not seen it. I have not seen it from the Steelers. I've not seen them be able to take out the drama from a young wide receiver. I've not seen it. I have not. Kenny Pickett. I don't like the pick. I don't like it. Kenny Pickett is somebody I have disliked for a while. Not as a person. I'm sure he's fine. As a player, though, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. He lacks arm strength. He lacks accuracy sometimes. And I know it doesn't matter, but his hands are small. His hands are small. He has to use gloves. And that's even with the college ball, which is smaller than the NFL ball. Plus, he had Jordan Addison his one good season. He had one really good season. And he had Jordan Addison. I think you could chalk it up to it being Jordan Addison who made Kenny Pickett. And I would be like, yeah, I agree. I agree. So, I don't think the first two picks are going to work out. But there's depth in this draft. I know. I don't remember every pick, but I know it was a solid draft. I didn't hate it. I think George Pickens can be good. Not so sure with Kenny Pickett. I'm sure. Kenny Pickett has a very low ceiling. He could be Jimmy Garoppolo. But when you're taking Jimmy Garoppolo with the 20th pick in the draft, 21st. It's not a good pick. It's not a good pick. Get. It's Not a good picket. Not a good picket. Next up, we're the Chiefs. Now this is a draft. This is a draft, boys. We're talking about a draft here. Trent McDuffie, arguably the best corner in the draft. I wouldn't go there. I would say Sauce and Stingley are both above him. But there are some that like to late on the bandwagon to McDuffie. I'm very tired. Trent McDuffie is very good. Very high floor player. He will be good. He will be a good player immediately. Also will be a very good player immediately is George Karlaftis. He's going to be good. He won't be double teamed. He said that in an interview or like a backstage thing. He wasn't being interviewed, but he said it and it was caught on camera. He's like, no more double teams because I have Frank Clark and Chris Jones in my defensive line, which is true. It's true. It's very true. You do have Chris Jones. Another thing is you have Melvin Gordon, who I believe still is there. And Melvin Gordon with the Chiefs last year was a beast. I don't know what it was with Pittsburgh. Wasn't working out. But he was really good with Kansas City. So I think there is a chance George Karlaftis is the rookie of the year defensively because he's going to get so many opportunities at the quarterback. You get Sky Moore. I've not done a lot of tape watching on Sky Moore. But I'll trust the experts. I will trust the experts that say he's very good, and I'll say, he's very good. I know for a fact he catches everything, so there's that. So that's a good pick. You get Leo Chenal, who is immediately the most athletic player in the league. He's literally, the most athletic linebacker ever to come out of a draft. Look it up. He's a freak. Will he be great in the NFL? Probably. If there's one team I trust to make a linebacker good, it's not the Chiefs. But I think they can with that skill set he's got. And you got Nick Bolton plus Leo Chenal. Love it. And there's other picks that they made that I liked, but I can't remember them all. Really good draft from Kansas City. They can't keep getting away with this. They cannot. They cannot keep getting away with this. Oh, Calvin Austin, the Steelers drafted. That was another pick I liked. I like Calvin Austin. Next up, Green Bay. Let's talk about why Green Bay's draft wasn't bad. You take arguably the most pro-ready linebacker in the draft, Quay Walker. You take Devontae Wyatt, who some would argue is better than Jordan Davis, who some would argue is a higher ceiling than Jordan Davis. Both of them pro-ready players. And that's what the Green Bay Packers need. Green Bay needs players that are pro-ready and ready to go right now. They don't need players that you're going to have to wait and see. They need players that can win now with a team that wants to win now. They took Christian Watson in the second round. Well, people are like, why did you not take a receiver in the first round? It's because it would have been an objective reach to take anybody with the 22nd pick, 21st, 22nd, and the 28th pick. It just would have been. Who are you taking there? Sky Moore? That's a reach. I like Sky Moore, apparently, now. But it's a reach. Christian Watson? It's a reach. Calvin Austin? Reach. Khalil Shakir? Reach. Like, these are good players. But their reaches at this spot. And what they did was smart. They bolstered positions of need with players that are good already and then took a super high ceiling raw wide receiver in their second round pick, and it was a bang. That was a great pick. He will be great. He will be great. Christian Watson will be great. He had 10% of his passes were dropped last season. So that's not good, but if he fixes that, which I think Aaron Rodgers can fix that pretty easily, he's going to be good right out of the box. I like the first three picks. I even love the first three picks, I'll say. This is one of the best drafts, and no one's saying that. It's a great draft for the Packers. And I don't really even have to mention anything else they did, because I don't know anything else they did. Those are three great picks for the Packers. They continue to draft excellently. And to no payoff. Let's talk about the Bills. The Bills drafted Kyler Elam. good pick. I like Kyrie Elam. If he stays healthy, he'll be good. That's about all I have to say about him. Very high floor player again. Don't know about the ceiling with him or many of the other people I've said have high floors. But if you're a high floor player with a low ceiling, bro, you're at least going to be good. And when you're picking somebody at 26th in the draft or whatever it was, a good player is perfectly fine. And Kyrie Elam, when healthy, is a really good player. So that could work out very well. They take James Cook. Great pick for their offense. I love it. It's going to be hard to stop that passing game. That's going to be a sick passing game. And the best pick of this draft, in my opinion, was Khalil Shakir. I'm biased. I love Khalil Shakir. Boise State fan. But watch his tape and tell me he's not better than, not a better version than Kenny Golladay. He's a better version than Kenny Golladay in every single way. And Lions Kenny Golladay was so good. Was so good. And Khalil Shakir, no injury concerns at all. He played basically every game of college, I think. Unless I'm forgetting something. No injury concerns for somebody who's that athletic, that fast, that well-paced on his routes. He's so good. And he played on Boise State teams that, without him, maybe weren't going to a bowl last season. He made some ridiculous catches. His ceiling is Odell Beckham Jr. His floor is, I don't know, still a really good player. The only thing is if they give him targets. Because they have Gabriel Davis, they have Stephon Diggs, they have Cole Beasley, they have other players. If they give him enough targets, he will be good. So I hope they don't, and I hope he goes to Detroit. Hope he goes to Detroit. That is it. That was Vibing in the Ritz Car Part 5. I am home. And, yeah, we'll see you for part 3. Don't know when it is, but we'll talk about the rest of the picks of the draft. And I will see you then. This was Vibing in the Ritz Car, and I'll see you next time.